I would venture the guess that purely from a neurobiological understanding of the brain, it may be possible to distinguish, to differentiate between a sensory experience and a cognitive or a thought event, a pure thought and a sensory experience. Perhaps purely from the neurobiological understanding of brain activity, one may be able to determine the differences. But I would suspect that it would be very difficult to then go on to the next step and make the distinction between what kind of thoughts are conceptual, what kind of thoughts are non-conceptual, and also what kind of perception or experience or thoughts is valid. So within the thought, what kind of thought is valid, and what kind of thought is delusory and does not correspond to reality, these I would suspect it would be very hard to account for purely from a neurobiological explanation of the brain.
Two new books, the Rajal, the Levin York, and the Stuart, and the Tanja Shavarisha.